Lurgan Derry McCash area, am I right?
Yeah, for about 3 or 4 months now, we have had to suffer a really bad smell of like rotten fish. Now, apparently it is coming from the sewage work down the road because they're cleaning out the lagoons. Now, we've heard that from people locally, but we haven't been officially notified. Now, we've made complaints. I complained to the Environment Department in April, and they still hadn't come back to me yesterday. So yesterday I decided I would phone the Minister or email the Minister and see, can somebody help us?
So you've been in touch, is this with Mr. Durkin?
Well, by email, yeah. So I'm waiting on their response.
Yeah, I've got a copy, because you've sent us a copy of the letter that you sent. I'm contacting you as the Minister of Environment because I do not know who else is able to help me. I live in Derry McCash, and for around 4 months we've been subjected to the most putrid smell of rotting fish. We've been advised that the smell emanates from the Ballinacore sewage works in Derry McCash. I've been told locally that they are cleaning out the lagoons for the first time in 30 years, but that is hearsay, and we've not been contacted officially to advise us what work is going on, and the foul smell is obviously hard to put up with, and so on and so forth. The letter is more detailed than that. But as you live there in Derry McCash and you get this, I suppose, as you say, putrid smell in your nostrils, how often is it there?
It is here practically every day. Now, it might not be at my house every day, but it will be in the village. If it's not in the village, it'll maybe be at the football field. It seems to go in the direction of the wind. So they're doing the work, apparently, and it's blowing to whichever direction the wind is blowing in. Now, yesterday morning, my wee son was off sick, and the first thing he said to me when he woke up was, "Mummy, I can smell fish." Now, that's not on. That was in the house, you know.
There's something very sickly about the smell of rotting fish first thing in the morning, last thing at night or during the day. I just can't visualise at any time how that could be pleasant. Now, you've heard anecdotally that it's ongoing work at the sewage works, but how long have you been prone to it?
About 4 months, roughly.
That's a lot of work, isn't it? That is a lot of work.
Yeah. Now, my worry is it's going to get worse. As the weather gets warmer, it's going to get worse.
And have you been down to this location? Have you had a walk around it, a look at it, or have you knocked any doors?
No, we went first to Environmental Health in Craigavon, and they called to my house, and they followed the smell, and they said, yeah, it seems to be coming from down there. And the ones that are responsible for smells such as that and waste management is the Environment Agency, Waste Department. So in April I contacted them, I left a message, I told other people to complain to them, and yesterday morning I had to ring. It was that bad. When I went out my door, it was that bad. I said, I've had enough, and I rang them back again yesterday. And apparently the lady that is dealing with it was out on site at the sewage works yesterday. And I said to the guy that I spoke to, tell her to come to my house and experience the smell that we are experiencing, but as of yet I haven't heard. Now our local councillor is working really hard to try and find where this is coming from, because apparently at the plant the smell is within normal limits and they can't find the source of it. So, you know, we're none the wiser.
The smell within normal limits,
within
as
normal
you said, well, it must be very difficult for workers down there if they're right above the stink during the course of their day's work. Maybe they become immune to it, do they?
I don't know. It's not the typical smell that you would get from the sewage work. It's fishy, you know. So I would say that it's happening and blowing straight out, you know. So it isn't concentrated down there. It is blowing straight out around the village.
You're not close to the Isles of Loch Ness down there, are you?
No, because that would be Derry Trasna. Derry Trasna doesn't have the smell.
So you're far enough away from the... I'm just thinking maybe if our dead eels or something were stuck in it. You know, stomach-churning stuff. Sorry if you're at your breakfast. But the last thing that you want to be putting up with for a day, never mind 4 months, is a stink coming from a sewage works. And I suppose people who also live close to sewage works could tell us similar stories and maybe how they managed to overcome it. If there was a constant smell from the sewage works, did the authorities listen to you? If Are you not able to get confirmation on whether or not there's ongoing work that will guarantee the clearing of this problem in the near future?
No. I would be happy if somebody would phone me or contact us locally and say, right, there's essential maintenance going on, okay? It's going to cause a smell. The smell that's coming from it is not going to damage anybody's health, and it will last for X amount of weeks.
Yes.
Or have a public meeting to tell everybody what's going on, but it's not happening. That's all we need to know, how long we have to endure this and that it's safe. You know, we don't know what we're breathing in. If they can't find the source of the smell, you know, what are we breathing in?
Did anyone mention Northern Ireland Water to you? Because they'd be responsible for the sewage system, wouldn't they?
Well, we were in contact with the Lurgan Mail, which was our local paper, and apparently they contacted Northern Ireland Water, and they said that there was nothing wrong. So according to Environmental Health, this is an issue for the Environment Agency. So if the smell is coming from down there, or if it's coming from pollution, or if it's coming from somebody spreading something on the field, that is all dealt with by the Northern Ireland Environment Agency.
And you would know the difference between a slurry smell and a rotten fish smell. You would.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we'd
be a country girl enough to know that it's not the farmers.
No, it's not the farmers now, but they apparently can spread, say, waste from an abattoir. That's perfectly acceptable as long as it's done when it's raining and it's washed away. We had that experience maybe 10, 15 years ago. But it's the Environment Department that issues the licences to do that. So regardless of whether it's the sewage works or it's something that they're spreading on the field, it's their responsibility, you know, to deal with this problem and tell us what it is, how long it's going to go on for, and that, you know, it's not going to do damage to anybody's health.
And there's no river pollution down there or fish kills or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. Now, I did speak to somebody yesterday on Facebook and they said that there was a fishy smell coming from one of the Closet River. But that's not far away from the sewage plant, so the smell could just be blowing from there.
And how many people are affected by it, or is it this a bit of a one-woman crusade?
No. It's not just me. It is. I actually spoke to one of the guys up when I was picking the kids up at school, and he had somebody out of his house checking his drains, checking his attic and stuff, because he couldn't figure out where this smell was coming from. You know, whoever you speak to, my kids all play football down at the club, and you're standing down there and it is absolutely stinking on a Saturday morning. You know, it's not just me.
That is annoying.
Throughout the village.
It really is annoying. And for people who aren't fully aware of Derry MacCaish and Lurgan, just describe to the listeners where exactly you're talking about in Armagh.
It is just about 3 miles outside Lurgan.
Going out towards Oxford Island.
Yeah.
Right, that's the general area. Kelly,
yeah.
I'm sorry to hear this. I'll throw it out there to see if other people maybe have had something similar and overcame it, or indeed if a number of people in that general locality are getting that stink from time to time. Hopefully you'll get to the bottom of it, and fair play to you for being proactive about it. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Kelly Lafferty. The stinking smell of rotten fish in the Derry MacCaish area. Are you getting it as well? You can let us know. 90333105, 077 66 105 105. And have you lived near a sewage works, or do you live near one, had a problem in the past and then got it resolved? Do let us know so as we could steer Kelly maybe in the right direction.